For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, August 2nd goes to a Bronx woman named LaTanya Shalisha Stewart. Now, what did your Uncle Charla always tell you? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Little Duval literally just asked me, is the Bronx really as crazy as people say it is? Well, on a scale of one to Florida, the Bronx is Florida with no beach and bodegas. Okay, LaTanya, does the Bronx have a beach?
Not
you would swim in.
Not that.
Now, LaTanya is 26 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, LaTanya is 26 years old. And on this past Wednesday, she was indicted on 22 counts of burglary, grand larceny, criminal possession of stolen property, petite larceny, criminal mischief, possession of burglar tools, and 3 motor vehicle violations. If you don't understand those charges, let me translate for you. LaTanya was stealing. All right, she's a thief, not just any type of thief. She was one of those flockers who would stake out your house, and when you weren't home, she would break in and steal jewelry and other personal items, just breaking windows and glass doors to get in. But it was a particular type of person she would target, and it was a particular way that she would find out the person wasn't home. Would you like to know how LaTanya from the BX was getting her intel? Let's go to NBC4NY for the report, please.
Losing a loved one wasn't enough. Police say a Bronx woman was trying to take advantage of that loss while mourners were at funerals.
The 26-year-old suspect is tied to a series of burglaries, and police believe she was not acting alone.
Police say LaTanya Stewart and a still unknown accomplice would find victims through the online obituary website legacy.com. Little did Stewart know, on May 1st, Greenberg police were waiting when she pulled up. When police pulled Stewart over on Watch Hill Drive, they found a 3-month-old baby in the back seat, along with what they now believe is stolen property from a host of other home break-ins.
Orchard Beach in the BX. Orchard Beach. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, Orchard Beach.
Yeah. They say Tim's wash up on the shore all the time. But let me tell you something. When I hear stories like this, I am immediately impressed, but equally parts disappointed, because it's all just a waste of creativity and energy. If you can think of an elaborate plan to do something negative and illegal, you can put that same energy into doing something constructive and positive, okay? You're not applying yourself, LaTanya. Why? Because you want immediate results instead of going through the grind in the process of obtaining something through legal means. But the difference is, the thing you acquire legally actually lasts longer and doesn't get your ass killed or sent to jail. And have you ever thought about the negative energy you are bringing into your life by stealing from dead people? Like, how are you stealing from grandmas and granddaddies? What about people who died tragically? What about people who lost kids? None of that deterred you from running up in these people's houses? Like, how can you look at an obituary of somebody who died and then go to their house where their picture is all over the place just staring at you, just taking their stuff? I mean, I know they can't take it with them, but that don't mean you're supposed to take it, okay? LaTanya was taking the time to get obituaries, read them, figuring out where these people live just so she could rob them. Like, you could literally take that same energy, pick up something to read, learn a trade, learn how to sell something via e-commerce. I don't know. Sell t-shirts online. You could sell Meg Thee Stallion knee braces. I don't know. How about just pick up the classifieds and see who's hiring and drive your ass down there and fill out applications? The energy you are spending doing crime is the energy you could be spending doing something constructive. Stories like this are all just a reminder of misguided energy, okay? That's what this is, misguided energy. LaTanya Stewart could literally be anything she wanted to be and could do anything she put her mind to, but for whatever reason, she chose a life of crime. Please give LaTanya Stewart from the BX the biggest hee-haw. And speaking of breaking into people's houses and robbing them, your celebrity in chief, Donald Trump.
Oh, he just tweeted.
He just tweeted out.
What did he say?
Really bad news. The Baltimore house of Elijah Cummings was robbed. Too bad.
Oh, my God.
He's the worst.
Drop one of Clues bombs.
He just don't care.
For that fastest president, he is King Petty. You hear me?
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.